The taxi cab, a very reliable mode of transportation. If you don't have your car around you or you don't have a driver's license, you can count on a taxi cab to get you where you need to go. And what does a taxi do? Well, the yellow taxi goes vroom. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of Late Night Sprites. I am your host, Homecoming Hero, and today I'm going to talk about the 3D platformer collectathon Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom. Yes, that is very much the real name of this game. And this game is on Steam. I hope it comes to other consoles in the future, but for the moment right now, this is on Steam. But welcome to the Summer of Sprites events, where I am going to be covering lots of fun topics, but I'm also going to be talking about a lot of indie games, such as the game that is the topic of today's episode, Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom. In this game, you play as a yellow taxi who must stop these evil alien invaders by going from stage to stage, jumping off of ramps, and dashing and flipping. You do not have a dedicated jump button. You have to drive around, boost around, speed around, and maneuver your way. You see something on top of a platform? You better know how to dash off of the correct angle of that ramp so you can get up there. You collect gears to unlock more stages and advance through the story. There are some other really fun goodies, and there are bonus stages to be unlocked by collecting bunnies, but this game is very in your face. It has a very big sense of humor, but that's a good thing. This game knows what it is. This game is like a sugar rush of a game, in the best way possible. And what do I mean by that? After the story is introduced, and after you get to the tutorial, you are left to go from world to world exploring. There are little side pockets of each world, and there are missions to do. There's a couple boss fights here or there, but again, you can't jump. But this game is controlled so well, and the mechanics are so tight in this game that everything feels like your fault. If you missed a jump, you didn't dash at the right point. If you didn't get high enough, you didn't flip at the right point. And the tricks you learn feel like a great extension of your abilities. There are a couple power-ups here and there also, like propellers that give you like these bonus flips that let you go higher up in the air, an invincibility spring, and a couple other power-ups here and there. There aren't a lot. But in this 3D collectathon platformer, as you go from world to world, there are secrets to find. Aside from the golden bunnies and collecting the gears to open up more stages, the bunnies have a really fun post-game secret. You can find little pockets that have more gears, that have little challenges, such as in the pizza-themed world, you have to put all the pepperonis on the pizza while under a strict time limit. Or you might, in the arcade world, have to lead a bowling ball to get a strike. And if you try to run the bowling pins over with your car, you're a cheater, and they don't let you do that more than once. And that makes me sad. The world variety is amazing. You can go from a beach to a bowling alley arcade to a pizza world to a world made out of dog poop. I'm not lying. That is literally one of them. As you continue the game, though, your central hub also has some secrets to find, like every good 3D collectathon platformer has. So you can go around the lab that you are in and find additional gears, find a couple challenges, maybe find a secret level or two that contains even more gears. Or you can go outside and access Granny's Island, which, as you progress the game, only adds more challenges, more rooms, and so on, such as the world made out of dog poop. I am not lying. So help as many side characters as you can throughout the main game. You might unlock the ability to get more gears. And unlocking the ability to get more gears, you should do, because not only does that get you to the credits of this game and unlock more levels, but the gear count gets higher and higher. You might start with a couple levels and comfortably coast, only to find yourself either needing to go back to levels to complete them, look for secret rooms that have bonus challenges, help NPCs which unlock levels on Granny's Island, and more, because sometimes those counts get bigger. It can be like, oh, the next world wants 71. Okay, I got 71. What about the one after that? Oh, it wants 110. That is a lot. Yes, much like how Mario 64 and a lot of other platformers ramp up with the collectibles you need as you keep going, this game is no slouch to that either. The presentation of this game is super charming. It is very high energy, and it's really great in that aspect. It has that N64, PS1 era vibe in the way it looks, but it is super, like, stylized. The color palettes are great. The writing is also really funny. There's a lot of memes in here. There's a lot of jokes and references that people will understand, and there are a few references that might be a little on the nose, but I'll leave those to people who decide to play. But as a platformer, this game is really fun. I found myself hooked on this and blasting through this game in about a weekend, which I would say is about the length, not a weekend, but about 10 to 15 hours, 10 to 12 hours. This game is super fun and definitely worth your time if you are a fan of 3D platformers. The mechanics make it stand out with the fact that you have to, instead of have a dedicated jump button, maneuver by flipping or dashing to make your jumps. And it is so satisfying to blast off of a ramp and then dash again in the air to grab something or to do some cool platformer maneuver in order to get something. Now, this game isn't perfect. The few gripes that I would have with it is that I feel like the walls, like the, I don't want to call them paywalls, but the walls of progression are definitely steep. Progression can definitely feel like the peaks and valleys of a mountain, and I found myself heading back to Granny's Island and past stages to look for gears or look for secret rooms and challenges to get gears quite often. Some of the later stages might even not have that many gears and might not be that packed with them. So backtracking happened quite a bit. There are some really easy gears to get in the beginning, and I would say, if possible, try to linger around for a while and explore. After about the third world of the game, definitely try to linger around and explore for a bit. Maybe find some of the secret levels, because, like, for example, the worlds contain levels within themselves. One that I'll give for example is the very first level, the beach house, only has like 5 or 6 gears. But then you unlock Norio's house. Yeah, his name's Norio, and he looks a little bit like a certain Nintendo character, but he's legally distinct. But with Norio's house, if you get there and you go in the garage, suddenly you're inside Norio's house and there's like 12 more gears to get. Look in every nook and cranny of these early levels so you, unlike me, do not get stopped by the wall of progression. Also, the music didn't really stick with me. Some of the humor didn't land, but the humor didn't really stick with me. So if I was to give this like a scale rating, I would probably say like an 8 to 8.5 out of 10. Definitely worth the purchase, especially worth it on sale. I know that at the time of this recording, a summer Steam sale is on the horizon. Definitely, if you love games like Corn Kid 64, A Hat in Time, and other games that harken back to that classic era of gaming, absolutely get this one. This one is so fast paced because you are constantly holding down the dash button. There are some tight platforming parts of this game that I don't think really work that well. This game plays so fast and loose that precise platforming feels like a bit of a stretch. So I guess that's one of my few other gripes, but the good outweighs the bad in this game in spades. I found myself having so much fun with this game. I loved all of the maneuvering I could do, and the game stays very true to itself. The techniques you learn and the power-ups you get are an extension of your abilities. So It never feels like, oh, I'm getting this broken ability at the end of the game or too little too late. Instead, you are just getting cool, like, extensions of yourself. You're getting cool abilities that you are able to go back and find more secrets in, and so on and so forth. Because when you unlock the power-ups, they go back to the past world. So that's where some of the backtracking comes in. And again, Granny's Island is super fun to explore, as is the laboratory. There's a lot of hidden gears in those nooks and crannies. It invoked the same feeling that I loved in games like Mario Odyssey, where it felt like a collectible was never that far out of reach, but getting that collectible was really fun. Like E.T. getting that trail of Reese's Pieces, that's what it felt like in this game. I was surrounded by gears. There was just a few times where that gear well dried up for a short period of time, and I asked, like, what happened and questioned the pacing of this game. But overall, there is so much good in this game. You might enjoy the music. There's a cheat code screen. I didn't use the cheats at all, but I did really enjoy this game. And you will definitely enjoy the presentation. This game, in terms of its presentation, knocks it out of the park. The controls are perfect. The game controls super well. All of the abilities you have are super fun to use. The stage variety is great. And just all the different stage hazards and ideas that they add. Like, for example, most of your stages give you a time limit. Oh, and you can collect hats. You can collect hats for your taxi, 10 out of 10, no notes. You can run around with so many different hats, and it's amazing, and that's your goal for collecting currency. But in every stage, you start with a time limit, and it's usually pretty low. So here's where the taxi element comes in. You have to drive denizens around, and sometimes they'll even give you gears to advance. You want to do things and perform tricks and help get them to their location, because then they will extend your time limit. And some of those are very generous extensions. But don't worry, if you lose a life, you are reset at the beginning of the stage or at one of the many generous various checkpoints where you were with a new time limit. There are no lives. It's infinite lives. You just get set back and you lose a little bit of money, which is fine by me. And you just go on, which I love. The fun thing about it is that you are a toy taxi. So in order to get time, when you drive the denizens around, they like crank you up. And some of them give you, oh, 30 seconds, oh, 40 seconds, enough to get to their destination. Maybe you get a gear. There are some fun ways to get gears, like destroying gas tanks and so on. And there are some that, aside from being just in the stage, are tied to some really fun objectives. And aside from that, I don't know if there's a cool reward for 100%ing the game, but the game definitely wants you to. But they crank up the taxi, and then you keep going, and it gave me Crazy Taxi vibes, but in the best way possible. It took the platforming elements from Crazy Taxi 2 and went all the way with it by giving you some new bells and whistles and power-ups, and I absolutely love that. There are some denizens that will really crank the taxi up, though, to, like, give you a 100-second boost. And once you help out a few denizens, you're free to explore. You can help some denizens to really raise your time up, because I usually like to raise my time limit to about 500 seconds or 300 seconds. And also, if you have a bunch of time and you die and get sent back to a checkpoint, you usually keep that very chunky amount of time. Like, if you have 350 seconds and you die, you still have 350 seconds, which I really appreciate. And once I do that, then I feel like I can really explore the stage. So there's some urgency because you have a time limit, but it's done in such a creative way and makes sense. It combines Crazy Taxi with, well, a lot of platformers have time limits. How do we do that? You have to be a taxi, but it can also help you progress the story by getting the green gears, which are all over the place. And then after you help a few people out, you're not stuck just platforming and you're not stuck just doing the taxi thing. You're given an option and the freedom to explore and approach the level in any way that you want to. Do you want to look for secrets as fast as possible? Do you want to get to that checkpoint? Do you want to build up your time meter so you're not running out of time so quickly. And that's where the fun of this game lies. This game is awesome. It's got a fun sense of humor, a really fun presentation. I love the graphical style, and the gameplay and control is just amazing. So if you want a really fun, fast-paced 3D platformer, definitely check out Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom. At the time of this episode, it is on Steam. I hope it comes to Switch. I think this game would be perfect for Switch, and I would absolutely play this game again. I would definitely play it again because it's not too long. It's the right length. You feel the burn of the length towards the end of the game, but aside from that, this game is pretty dang good. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Late Night Sprites. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the Summer of Sprites is underway. So check out last week's episode where I looked at two games. Thank you so much, Color Grave Studios, for the review codes for those games. But yes, the Summer of Sprites is in full effect. I'm going to be talking about lots of different games, but especially a lot of indie games. New indie games, old indie games from the backlog, and more. But I also have some other fun topics to talk about. So get excited. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you haven't followed, please consider following. If you're new, thank you so much for stopping in and please consider following. If you're not new, thank you so much for sticking around and please consider following. I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Sprites. Thank you so much for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. And I'll see you again soon. Take care.